Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, the name expert, sitting in for Daniel Brigman today. And if you would like your name read or you have a question, the number here is 844-769-2944. Again, it's 844-769-2944. Right before the break, Kit, you were asking me about your daughter, Phoenix. The other thing I want to say is that she's going to have a mind of her own. You're always going to have to talk with her, like if she's doing something that you don't like, to say, this is in your best interest if you would get that particular need met, but do it this way instead of the way you're currently choosing. And so you've got to identify what need it is that she has and then show her a better, more efficient way of getting that need met. Because if not, she's going to become a handful. But she will listen if you're always saying, we see that by this action you've got this need. Let us show you a faster, quicker, more efficient way of getting that particular need met. Because if not, she's going to go off and do her own thing and stop listening to people. Okay? But she'll be a hard worker. She's got fairness issues. She's got independence. She's going to be a handful and a dynamite, but a good one. Okay. Kit, did that help? I wonder if Kit's still on the line.
Have a good weekend, Sharon.
Pardon me?
Nope. I'll try to get us ready. Thank you very much, Sharon. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks. You too. Okay, Tommy, thanks for your patience. Hey, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hi, how are you?
Always doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I was just calling to you about my name and it may be my health.
Okay, so let's start with your health, okay? Your health is sometimes affected because you have in your name that you want to please everybody. And when you have in your name that you want to please everybody, that can bring grief. I know that sounds a little bit crazy, but it can be grief when you're doing your very best to please and you're not being appreciated or they're not approving of what you're generously offering. And so that brings grief, which then causes the lungs to find it harder to breathe or maintain or function at their very best. And so I would say if you take care of your lungs, Tommy, the rest ought to take care of itself. I always say if you take care of the weakest link, then everything gets stronger on the way up. But it's literally because you care so much and you're wanting to do so much for others that sometimes that there can be a response of grief because you're not being appreciated as much as I want to say you ought to be. Does that make sense to you?
Right on the button.
Yeah. So I would make a suggestion. Do for you like you do for others. Make yourself also a recipient of your generosity and your caring. And so take time literally to say, if I could do anything right now, what do I really want to do? And then go do it. And you can say, hey, you guys want to do this with me? Whether the answer is yes or no, you go do it for yourself. It's literally bringing in appreciating yourself. Because as you appreciate yourself and you're having fun, other people are going to want to join you. And then you'll be more appreciated and then you won't have to feel grief. Simple solution, right?
Yes. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Tommy. You got a great name. It says that you got a great sense of humor in there. You're a good writer. You're a good communicator and that you can always go to be the best of whatever you want to be the best at. You got it. Okay, thanks for calling in, Tommy. Do you have another question, Tommy? Okay.
No, I'm good.
Okay, I think you're great. Okay, better than good.
Okay.
Okay. Rachel, it is your turn. Welcome to the Power Hour. How can I help you?
Hi, I was just wondering about my name.
Okay, so your name screams at me that you can be an overachiever and that you want to be in charge of you, but that you work really hard and that you have a very good sense of self, which is really nice. It also says that sometimes you do things the hard way. And some of the times that you do things the hard way is because you don't want to listen to somebody else. You just want to get the thing done, so you go about it. Where I want to say take an inventory first. Ask everybody, how would you do this? How would you do that? How would you do this? And get some more ideas so that you can figure out easier ways of getting things done. But I'll tell you why you do things the hard way sometimes, according to your name, is that it helps your memory. When things come too easily, then the next time they come around, you go, man, I remember that was so easy to get done. How did I do that? I mean, you waste all this time trying to remember when it's not there. And so you've either got to learn when it's easy to write it down, or you start doing things the hard way so you can remember and go, oh my gosh, that was so hard. I remember. Now this time I'm going to try it differently. But that's the reason that you've got that in your name. The other thing that you have in your name is that other people can take from you what you don't want to give. Now this can come physically. It can show up as, this is a scary word, but it can show up as rape. It can show up as theft of your belongings. It can show up as theft of your ideas, where they get credit for them even though they're your ideas. It can show up of theft of your peace of mind. But you've got this in your name. So when that is in somebody's name, it's a challenge. And I think it's a difficult one. And so how to deal with that, it says you've got to think of good boundaries and you've got to think of safety issues. So when you're making choices, like if you're going to the grocery store at night, you get somebody that works at the grocery store that packages the groceries to walk out with you. You're not walking by yourself. You're parking underneath a lighted area. You know, you start thinking always of safety first. Okay, does that make sense?
It does. And what did you mean about boundaries, like with other people?
Yes. So they don't take advantage of you, because you've got generosity in your name and you've got a goodness where you're a pleaser. You know, you do nice things for other people because you like to please other people. And so what happens is that once they have received from you, then they want more and more and more until it's ridiculous. And so when somebody tries to take advantage of your good nature, you've got to have good boundaries and be able to say, yeah, right, good try. Not going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I struggle with, is boundaries. Because I've noticed that. I've really noticed that. So I was thinking I need to read a book about boundaries, healthy boundaries.
You know, what's easier than actually reading a book is pretend that you're still 2 years old, and you know how the two-year-olds always say no, no, no to everything? Just learn to say no to everything and then turn around and go, oh, wait a minute, that one's a yes. But first say no to everything. And get in the habit of saying no's, just like you were two. And then you can always change your mind and come back and say yes later.
That's a good idea.
You know? Yeah, and say, hey, I thought about this. Can I change my mind? I now want to say yes. But just get in the habit of saying no. And the thing is, too, Rachel, you react to other people's sense of humor, and that's when you have a good time. But in your name, it doesn't look like it initiates from you. But if you develop a sense of humor, like when people go to take or they want more or whatever. I mean, I've watched people, they just kind of laugh and go, yeah, good try, not going to work with me, but thanks for trying. You know, I mean, and they say it with such a humor that nobody takes anything of it, but they got it. They got the boundary. They got the list. Okay. So I would develop certain responses that are going to be automatic, that you're going to be able to use over and over again. So you don't have to do a lot of thinking on how you're going to say no and say it with a sense of humor. You know, even if it was just a nice try. Didn't work, but nice try, you know.
And right.
There was one teacher that when I was appraising teachers, there was one teacher at our school that when I was in there with their classroom, and I watched her do this so many times, a kid would say something. We were at a high school. And the kid would say something, and this particular teacher would look at him and go, that didn't go over real well. You want to try again? Let's reword it. Maybe if you said it this way. And then she'd tell him, and the kids learned to just mimic back. And then she'd go, yeah, that sounds a lot better. Let's do it that way from here on out. You know? And it was just a really nice way of saying, don't talk like that, or don't talk to me that way. You know?
Right.
And so you can use that technique also. I mean, the kids just loved her, that particular teacher. But that was one of her little tricks. So,
okay, that sounds good.
Okay, wish you luck with that, because I know when you're going against your natural grain, it's a little bit challenging at first before it becomes a habit. Once it's a habit, you're good to go. It takes 21 days to make a habit, so do it for 21 days in a row, and then you got it. Okay?
Especially around strong-willed people.
Yes, 21 days in a row. just keep no. thinking in your head, I'm two. The answer is no.
Okay, just one question about work, kind of in between things right now, and I was just wondering how that looks for the new year.
March is your magic month. I would get out there and apply like crazy, especially the week of the 7th.
Okay.
Okay, so it's coming right up. I would start doing your research right now on what you like, and then just think March is my magic month, and this week I'm going to get offered a job during the 7th, so I've got to do my applications ahead of time. Now, a lot of places are having you apply online, okay? And then they have computer bots that go through and decide who out of all the applicants online are going to get the interview in person. So to get around the computer bots, and this is true for anybody that's applying for a job online, you literally take little phrases and wording out of the job description, rewrite your resume so everywhere where it's applicable, you got to stay honest, but you could rewrite what you've done in their wording. You plug in their exact phrases and their exact wording so you can get through the computer bots to get to a person. Okay?
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, Jill, you're on air. Welcome, Jill. What can I be for you today?
Yay!
Yay!
Hi, Sharon.
So what would you like to know?
I am doing some new things, and so I would love to know how my name connects with what are the best things for me for the next year? And also, should I rebuild my house that burned down?
Okay. So I have this thing about this word should. Should is, doesn't even sound nice. Like if I was going to should on you, doesn't even sound good. It's literally a way of not having to take responsibility for what you choose to do. Okay, because now you can blame somebody else. It worked or it didn't work, but it's their fault.
That's good. I've never heard that analysis of that before. That makes total sense.
Okay, so I'm going to say in your best interest, if you plan on living there permanently, that you can rebuild. But normally, where there's a fire once, it's saying, It's a universal way of saying something's got to change. Something's got to be different. Is this really where you want to be? Don't you want to look and do something different now from here on out? So are you going backwards by going back and rebuilding where the fire is? Or are you saying, hey, just like when there's floods, it'll flood again in the same place. When there's fires, normally there'll be a fire again in the same place. And is it saying, are you willing to let go and say that this place is no longer appropriate for me, and to move forward and say, what are my options in a different place, a new place? If I could go somewhere else, now that the universe has said this place is gone, where would I want to go? What would I want to do? Okay. And so that would be an alternative to that. And so you expand your horizons and you get more of your needs met, but in a new place and in a new way. And I really think that the year 2021 is for brand new starts. And I just feel like we can all take charge of our lives and we're moving forward. And the shenanigans that are going around in our country will be cleaned up. It's going to take it some time. But in the meantime, not to let those shenanigans stop you from doing what you want to do. This is a beautiful time for people as individuals to move forward. So that would be my suggestion on your house. And in your name, I would make this year about writing what you know and then sharing what you've written. and getting out there and do consultations, do trainings. You've got writing skills galore in your name, and I would take this time to take care of those and then teach what you've written.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and that way, too, when you're giving. Yes, because when you're giving consultations and you're training other people to do what you've done in the past, this way you have something to leave with them that reminds them what you've just been talking about, so that if they need to hear it again, read it again, they've got something that lets them do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Does that mean like writing for like courses type thing, or writing my whole book?
Either, both. You need to write. You need to be able to give people some of your writing, because you've got writing skills in your name and you're a talented writer. Whether it means articles, whether it means courses, whether it means handouts, whether it means pamphlets, you know, there's not a limit to writing. It's what moves your heart. What are you moved to do? Trust yourself. What are you moved to do? That's what you got to do next. Okay?
Yeah, that's a, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome, Jill. Glad you called in. Okay, Carol Ann, it is your turn. And then I've got two more people, Leah, before I get to you, so hang tight. I will get to you, though. Okay, Carol Ann.
Yes, I'm interested in learning about my name.
Okay, do you have any specific question? You've got fairness issues in your name. You've also got the same thing that Rachel had when she called in, where people want to take from you what you don't want to give. Okay? But it doesn't show up as a possibility of rape in your name. Okay? So that part's good.
Okay.
It's just, it could be theft of your belongings. It could be theft of your ideas, theft of your peace of mind, that kind of thing. You've got fairness issues. You want the world to be fair. You've got rebellious streaks in your name. Oh, my goodness gracious. You do not like to be told what to do. You don't mind being asked, but don't tell you.
That's true.
I happen to like rebelliousness in a person's name, because people who are rebellious also develop really good discernment over the years. And I've seen the names where the people don't have rebelliousness in their name. They don't often develop really good discernment for themselves. They have to rely on somebody else's. Okay? So, hey, that's a pat on the back.
Okay.
Your name, Carol, also says that the older you get, the better life gets. You gain more self-confidence as life goes forward. Okay?
Okay.
It says that you're learning how to be in charge of you and not allowing other people to be in charge of you. That's one of your great lessons this lifetime. It also says that you want to make the world a better place, that you have a really firm, I want to call it religious, but it could be a spiritual belief system that operates within you and that, you know, garners your responsibilities or your reactions to different things, that is very core and innate to you and very important. And that, boy, if push comes to shove, you can definitely stand up for yourself. And that's a good thing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Uh-huh. So these two people were very patient at waiting with their email. So Edgar and Anita. So Edgar, real briefly, you've got fairness issues in your name and a rebellious streak. You got changeability, flexibility in your name, where you can change on a dime, or you're very, very flexible, or you don't have to be backed into a corner. You've got a ton of creativity in your name. I hope you're in a field that uses that creativity. You also have perfectionism in your name, that you like freedom, and that you've got a little bit of a temper there. Temper shows up four different ways in a name, and you've got one that shows up emotionally when something just doesn't go feel good emotionally. It can get to you. And so that's one of your challenges, is how to – it doesn't say to take away that. It just, how do you express that would be a challenge to do it, so that you're not hurting somebody else as you're expressing your displeasure. But you've got a ton of talent, a lot of creativity. You've also got the clutter letters in your name, so that clutter helps you get thinking in the morning and get more creative out of there. What's very interesting is fairness issues only show up two different ways in a name, and you've got both of them. So I want to say what's really important for you is to make sure that every time you're making an agreement with somebody, it's a win-win. And if they go to break that agreement, you've got to call them on it right away. Because if not, you're not going to be feeling good within yourself. But you got a very, very strong name. I hope you're doing music or movies or something that uses all of your creative output, because it's incredibly strong in your particular name. Okay, Anita, you've got the best leadership letters there. You have a tendency to be a workaholic. You have really good intentions. You've got to stay athletic to stay healthy. That's also in your name. You want to make sure that you feel comfortable with physicality. You know, like what's the texture of something? What's the taste of something? One of the things in your name says that other people will bring you ideas or experiences on the physical realm, and it's for you to learn how to get comfortable with them because you are such a thinker, and in this lifetime you wanted to balance that out literally with the physical experience. So I would take time to really taste your food and not just, you know, eat it. I would take time to feel the fabric on your skin, feel the textures of different things, notice how colors you respond to those, develop that side of you because it's one of the things that you came to do. Another thing that you came to do is learning how to be competitive because you're nice. You do your work. I want to say it's not always appreciated, which could develop a chip on your shoulder, but just know that you're picking up after other people. They don't see it needs to be done. So when you do it, they don't see that it got done because they didn't even notice it needed to be done. So they're not saying thank you. There's ways around that so that that doesn't happen. However, you really came this time besides to be a great worker, very likable person, very kind person in your name. It's literally to learn how to be competitive in a world where you're always saying, it's okay, they can go. It's okay, they can lead. It's okay, they can. And I'm saying, when's your turn? All right. We have a break coming up. When we come back, we will come back, Lee. Please hang on. We're almost to you.
Where to start? There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
You know, when that Michael Jackson music plays, who would not want to get up and boogie and dance and move the body and have a great time doing it? It's just such inspiring music. And I want to say anytime you've got to clean your house or do a chore that's not exactly one of your favorites, it's great to put on Michael Jackson or any other music that's got that wonderful beat of movement that you just want to move to so that you can clean to the movement of the music and so that you don't mind doing it so much. This is the Power Hour that you're listening to. I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I'm sitting in for Daniel Brigman. And today we're doing name interpretations. If you would like your name interpreted, it's 844-769-2944. So, Leah, you were on hold right before the break. I hope we didn't lose you. What can I do for you today?
Hi. I guess I kind of just have a question about maybe my career. I've been with the current company I work for about 5 years, and I like it. It's a great company. The people are great, but it's just me sitting in front of a computer screen all day long, and it's not something I foresee myself doing the rest of my life. I just kind of want to do something a little more meaningful maybe. I just don't know exactly what direction to go in, I guess.
Okay, so what are you doing now, just because I'm curious?
I just work for a corporation. I do stuff in, like, order management.
Okay, because you have it in your name. The reason I was curious is because you have it in your name, Leah, that you would be really good as, like, a person that's in charge of a dorm at a college. You know how they have those dorm moms or those dorm leaders or whatever it is, that you have a lot of people skills. Just an incredible amount of people skills. So you have natural counseling abilities in you. I'm sure a lot of people come to you and you counsel them in without a degree or whatever, you know, in that field. You just naturally help them and know what to say and know what to do. You have a beautiful spelling of your name, by the way.
Thank you.
But You've got a lot of confidence. Whatever you do, you're going to succeed because you've got magic letter combinations in your name that says that you've got, you're competitive, you can rise to the top, you could be the CEO, you're practical, logical, deductive, you've got an incredible memory, that you're a natural nurturer, but you're picky how and who and when, that you've got a sense of humor along with it, that you're a detective, you're always going to get to the bottom of something, that you're likable, you've got personal skills, you got a ton of self-confidence. So you put all of those together as a package, and whatever you choose to do, you're going to succeed. But your name really screams to taking care of others. So whether it's, I want to say maybe the young ones like the preschoolers might drive you nuts because they don't have enough talking yet. Okay. But anything that helps you get with kids that are counseling or people where you're helping, you know, that's why I thought right away of one of the people in the dorm that can help all those kids as they're going through all their stuff that everybody goes through while they're in college. You'd be able to give them really good guidance. So I would hope that you would move into a position where you're interacting with people younger than you and helping them. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, totally.
You know, you're such a people person. You can get paid and make good money on being a people person. You know, some of the best paid people in the world are just people. You know, like I look at Oprah Winfrey and look at where she's done in her life, incredible things and risen to where she is. And what's her skill? Getting along with everybody else and getting them to talk. It's a great skill. You've got that same skill, Leah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck to you. Again, if you would like your name read, it's 844-769-2944. You know, name reading is an art and it's a science altogether. Anybody can learn how to read a name. Anybody can. Some it comes easier to than others. If you've got certain letters in your name, it can come very easy. Others have to work harder. I had one lady call me. She wanted to take the course. She wanted to learn how to do names. And I looked at her and I said, honey, I'd love to sell you my program, but you don't have any of the letters in your name that says this is going to be at all easy or come natural for you. And she said, yeah, but I really want to learn it. Well, she ended up at that time, now it's online, the first class, the whole first series, level one, which is what most people need without going into depth or too much depth and being totally overwhelmed, which is in level two, and how I work with companies is in level two. But she wanted to learn it, and it was, now it's online, so you can take it anytime. It's 15 hours. But she came in person, and she came three times to level one, and she came two times to level two. And now she does it all the time, and she's just as fast and quick as I am. But she was really, really determined. And I always said, you can take it as many times as you need to. You know, you pay once and keep coming. And so she worked really, really hard. But I'm very honest when somebody wants to learn this on how difficult or how easy it would be according to your own name, because I don't like to guide people in the wrong, you know, the wrong area simply because I got to answer to the guy upstairs. And so I want to always keep my record as clean as possible. So and I want people to go where it's going to be a win-win for them. So if you wanted to learn how to do names, you can go to knowthename.com, go to the services page, and read about the different things that are offered. If you just want to get your foot wet on how to do it, I would suggest that on any page but the front page of that website, that you can read Know the Name, Know How to Connect. And it's just the first six vowels, the vowels that are in the first position in the first name. So it doesn't have to be the first letter. So for an example, in the name Alicia, A is the first letter. But in the name Sally, A is the second letter. In the name Sharon, A is the third letter. And so it's the first vowel that you see. Doesn't matter the position. And that's what you're reading about in Know the Name, Know How to Connect. Absolutely free for you. As my gift, it's all set up on the website, every page but the front page. If you would like the first chapter of the first book that gives backgrounds on names and how the whole system is laid out, You can get that on the first page of knowthename.com absolutely free. And then decide if you like the writing style, if you want to teach yourself through the book, or whether you would like to, take a class and learn it that way. Or you can get 92 emails literally for one a day for 92 days and get a good dose of it, but not all of it, because all of it's in the books, all of it's in the classes. Okay, but at least that's another way of getting it however you learn the best. And how you learn the best is always in your name. So for an example, if your first vowel is an A, you are a visual learner. If your first vowel is a U, then you are a kinesthetic learner. If your first vowel is an I, you are an auditory learner. That's just some of them, some of the things that show up and that Know the Name, Know How to Connect book. And like I said, it's absolutely free for you guys. We also have the Know the Name book. Those books, all at the least price that you can find them anywhere, is on that same website. And I know that we have the Power Hour Mall, which just gives you incredible deals on health things and different vitamins and different formulas and different things that are very healthy for you. And that the Power Hour Mall is all set up with wonderful products that benefit you. And it's also a wonderful way of benefiting the Power Hour and all the people who work here to provide these wonderful programs for you all the time. So the next thing I would like to do, again, if you want to call in with your name, is 844-769-2944. I want to take an email that I received. And so I want to say from Stacy, if you're listening, your question on air was, you feel like you're stuck, but you have, and how to get out of being stuck, but you have that combination in your name that says that you can be very persistent. You're going to go forward and succeed in anything that you want. And that the other thing is that you can be quite stubborn at times. And so I would say for you to succeed and go forward when you're feeling stuck is literally to get out of your own way. And by getting out of your own way, I want to say, don't always insist that it has to be done the way you visualize it or you see it. Instead, start getting some other people's ideas and seeing if there's an alternative route or part of somebody else's idea that you can put together with your idea so that you can see your way through the tunnel. It's almost like, from what you described to me in the email, like you're trying to go through a dark cave and you don't have a flashlight. Well, with stubbornness, you could say, no, I can't use somebody else's flashlight. I have to be able to come up with my own. And on the other hand, if their flashlight shines enough light for the both of you, why not take advantage of that? Okay, so that's the way to get through, is to start getting other people's ideas so that you can see it more clearly for yourself. Okay, Mindy, thank you for calling in. How can I help you today?
I was just calling to see about my name.
I love your name because you have a great sense of humor. You include everybody. You're very mindful. You naturally pick up. You're very intuitive. You naturally pick up what the people are like around you and how to put everybody at ease. Are you a lawyer by any chance?
No, I'm not. No.
I was going to say you have that kind of a mind. And that's why I was asking. You also have artistic talents in there. Very artistic, very deductive, very practical, very organized, good memory. You've got in your name where you got to watch your knees so that you don't need knee replacement surgery when you get much older.
Okay.
So, but you're good at manifesting what you want, including everybody else. You're very good at your observation and seeing what's going on around you and making sure that everybody else is taken care of. It's like you've got the letters for not only empathy, but for picking up clues and being, I don't know whether I want to call it intuitive or just empathic. Have you noticed that?
I am. And I will also confess I have always enjoyed reading. I've been involved over the past several years with several different legal cases. And so that's fascinating about me, the lawyer.
Yeah, you've got the mind for it, which is fabulous. plus the artistic talent. How balanced is that? You know, the legal stuff's the left brain and the artistic stuff's the right side of the brain. So it's just wonderful. Have a fabulous name. Also competitive. You've also had to learn how to deal with unstable people. Do you know what I mean by that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you've got a real gift and talent for that. It's really nice. Do you have a question specific?
No, I was just curious what you had to say about my name.
Yeah, well, I can talk for 2 hours on a name, but that's a little piece of it. You know, great name.
Okay, great.
I'm sure you benefit everybody around you, and I'm sure they all love you for it. And if they don't, there's something wrong with
you.
Them, not you. Okay, you're welcome. Susan, thank you for calling in. What's your question? Susan, are we there?
Yes, hello.
Hi. How can I be of assistance to you today?
I was wondering what my name Susan meant.
It means that you're very grounded. Of course, I get to look at your last name. It means that you're very grounded. You're very practical.
My last name starts with an S.
Yes. It's so nice. You give your name to Todd on the air, so I get to see the whole thing so I can be really accurate.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, it's really nice. So, Susan, you want to make the world a better place. You're very grounded. You can learn from anybody because you got this great sense of humor. You've got a great way of expressing yourself. And when you're learning something new, you want the person sitting right there by you. You have no patience to wait for an answer when you have a question. But once you've caught on, it's like you don't like to be micromanaged. So it's like, go away, leave me alone, go help somebody else. Thank you very much. I don't need you anymore. Go away. You know, it's
I'm very much like that.
Uh-huh. So, but you know, you have such a good heart in your name and you want to be helpful to other people. You want to do right by them. You know, you have an interesting combination in your name, in the first three letters in your last name. And it literally says that you are constantly learning because you choose to be wise and helpful and teach and help others.
Well, that's true, too. Mm-hmm.
You know,
Thank you so much.
So you keep learning so that you can keep sharing the knowledge. So may I ask what you do for a living?
Yes, I'm a dog groomer, and I dog groom out of my house, and I don't know for sure when I was going to retire. I'm going to be 64 in a month, so I'm not sure exactly when God wants me to.
Oh, I did not retire yet. We did not come to the earth plane to retire.
Okay, so keep working. That's what I thought, because what do you do with yourself if you do that, right?
Well, your name says that you would, like, twiddle your thumbs, and after about 3 months, you'd be crawling the walls.
Could you repeat that again?
Yes, your name indicates that after 3 months of being retired, you'd be twiddling your thumbs and wanting to crawl the walls and not knowing what to do with yourself, and that everything you would want to do would take the money that would come from continually working. So then you'd have time but no money, where now you have some money but not so much time. You know,
right.
You could reduce your hours if you wanted to, so you'd have, you know, you'd still have the income coming in and the time to go do what you want to do. But I don't think you came to retire. I think you came to keep working.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You've been very helpful.
Yeah, and Susan, if you're thinking about retiring by the time you're 70, which is just, you know, another couple of years down the road, right? Even though it still kind of looks
far
away. 5 more years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that may be a time where you really think about how much work you want to do versus how much time off you want. But from looking at your name until you're 70, it looks to me like you're working a good job.
Yes, I've been doing this I've been a groomer since I was 10 years old. My mom was a groomer, so I'm over 50 years.
Well, you got me.
Yeah,
I did education for 40 years, and then I went, okay, I think I'm done, you know, in our educational system. Okay. You got me beat. But I think you're still working. I think you're going to be happy that you're still working.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great week. And I hope everybody that's been listening to the program has a great week. I want to remind you again that at knowthename.com, if you go to any page but the front page, you can get Know the Name, Know How to Connect absolutely free in the PDF form just by clicking on there's a big thing on every single page on the sidebar that literally says you can get that book for free. Now, you know how our lovely webmasters make you go through a whole bunch of screens to finally get it, but it's worth it. You get the whole book for free. I didn't hold anything back because I really want you to be able to improve your relationships with other people. I think that's really important. And I've got 4 books out right now, and I'm not going to go into all of them, but I really think it's also important to take care of your health. That's going to be the next book that's coming out sometime this year. I've sworn I'm going to get this done this year and not keep getting sidetracked. But the Power Mall has wonderful supplements and things for you while you're concerned about your health. I know that they take really good care of what products they're carrying for you to make sure that you're always getting the very, very best. So that's really important. And, you know, I always enjoy sitting in for Daniel Brigman. He is a wonderful person. And I know that he just had a baby all not that long ago. And so I'm sure he's incredibly busy, you know, got their hands full with so many young ones all at home. You know, I look at that with different phases and different time periods that we're all in our lives, that we get to go through a period of when we're growing up, a period when we're finding ourselves, a period when we're giving back and having family. And then I look at it that once family's on its own and grown and about the time that we start getting grandkids, that it's really time for us to be able to give back and assist others along this pathway. And I know that right now we have tumultuous times in our country, and Daniel's really good about bringing you up to date with his guests on what's happening in our country and what's happening behind the scenes. And we can choose to be horrified, or we can choose to say, isn't this interesting? We can choose to be the non-emotional observer and know that as a whole, that we can each do our part and able to bring peace to ourselves and our neighbors and the ones in our community. And it's very hard to affect the world if we don't start with affecting the people in our own household and being good to them, and then affecting with the neighbors. So my dad used to always say, how can we expect countries to get along if families don't get along, if neighbors don't get along, if communities don't get along, if cities don't get along, if states don't get along? You've got to start at the core, and the very beginning of that is accepting yourself and loving yourself. And when you love yourself and accept yourself, then it's a lot easier to accept somebody else. A friend of mine, Sherry Anshara, always says that there's no such thing as unconditional love, because all of us are in a human body and we're all very conditional. However, there's something incredible about unconditional acceptance. And that's something that we're all very capable of, is accepting the other people in our lives to be who they are and to accept them for who they have chosen to be without attempting to change them, because the only one we can really change is ourselves, even though we can influence the people around us. And I think that's really important to remember. And then how do we want to influence? Do you want to be a positive influence, or do you want to be a negative influence? And again, we start with ourselves. In these tumultuous times, it's so important to stay positive, because it's so easy to slide down that slippery slope and start thinking that everything is going into the wastebasket and that everything that we treasure about our country is being trashed. But it's not true, because there's so much happening behind the scenes. There's so much going on that we get to be so grateful for later, that it's important that we keep the people that you think are important in your prayers, the ones that are moving, moving the United States in the direction that you would like to see, that you remember to pray for them, that you remember to be grateful that they have chosen this role for this particular lifetime to do what they're doing right now, and that people are waking up. More and more people are seeing what's going on behind the scenes. More and more is happening that's not being announced because they don't want somebody to sabotage it. So when we get frustrated that we don't know something or we weren't told in a timely manner or it's not happening fast enough, instead we can say we're appreciative that it's happening. We're appreciative that the people that are leading the way behind the scenes actually know what they're doing, that they are meeting. I know that Trump, while he was in the White House, met for an hour every morning and they did prayer and they gave gratitude and they did meditation. It's just an amazing thing to be able to start your day with that prayer, with setting the right intentions, with being willing to listen, which is what I think meditation is. Prayer is talking and listening is meditation, and being able to have that direction to go forward and to remember that we never agree with anybody 100%. So that would also be with our leaders, and to be as gracious with them when they're attempting to do the best that they know how as we are with ourselves, and to be very gracious with ourselves knowing that we're also doing the best we know how, because if not, we'd do something differently. Okay, so in this day and for this weekend and hopefully to be able to be continued, I would love to challenge you in two areas. One is, what can you do to step you up higher in your level of awareness and in your graciousness towards yourself and accepting yourself for who you are without judgment, without condemnation, and instead saying, you know, I'm a pretty good person. I'm doing the best I know how. And yes, we can all improve, but I'm okay where I'm at. I'm okay, you know, so that you don't have to be judgmental or have, you know, negative self-talk. And that would be the first challenge, is to catch yourself when you're doing that, any kind of negative self-talk, and instead go cancel, man. I'm replacing it with I'm good. I'm on my path. And my intentions are pure. And the second challenge I would like to leave you with is, how often can you catch yourself smiling? And can you pass that smile along? Wouldn't that be wonderful? This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth sitting in for Daniel Bridgman for the Power Hour. Thank you for listening and have a tremendous weekend. This is Sharon signing off. Who's standing on mountains? Who is on the earth below? Bigger than the heavens, and the lover of my soul, Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Prince of Sharon, He is Yahweh. The righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.